Hey, everybody. We're getting some feedback. Yeah, I hope we're connected. It says it's streaming. It says it's connected. This has been a fucking comedy of errors here at the Skullhead household.
I think it's been a tragedy of errors, actually. Yeah, I was thinking, like, God, I'm so embarrassed that my software and hardware are just fucking up horrendously in front of you, but then I realized that you're the guy who bought this computer, so it's, you know, it's not like just some ghetto computer I have that isn't working properly. Like,
yeah, no, it's a terrible computer because I don't provide good enough resources to my staff.
No, like, there's no reason to expect that it would be fucking up this horribly.
Now, instead of me talking a lot through speakers and a microphone and speakers, with Scully occasionally drawing from his drugs pipe, you get to hear both of us drawing through the drugs pipe. I'm going to pause right now to do so.
Because let me tell you, we got to look on the bright side here. You're sitting right next to me in my house in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It gets dark really early here.
4:30. Like, we're like, Jesus, what time is it? 4:30? It's not late. No. It's early.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting to be about your bedtime. This is late Thursday show schedule.
Yeah, it was already going to be, I was going to have a good hour of being coherent and awake, and we spent that hour messing with settings in an ultimately futile attempt to get my computer to believe that it had a sound card in it.
Yeah. So I've now got another, I've got my new laptop capable of broadcasting, and hope that works. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be on the road for a while here. I'll have to do shows by myself from a Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Screaming. That's not gonna... I'll just scream. I'll reenact a movie where a guy screams at a Holiday Inn for 2 hours. Haven't you? You've seen movies like that, right?
Yeah, kind of an avant-garde kind of... Maybe I can convince the computer to reinstall the sound card? I don't know,
man. We decided it'd be easier to start from scratch on my laptop than to get Scully's computer working. What have you been up to, Mr. Skullhead?
I've been cleaning my house, because this guy was going to come and visit, and...
Earlier today, I was like, make me a steak, and you did.
And this afternoon, you all make me a sandwich, and I totally did that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you totally made me a sandwich this afternoon. Man.
We've been feeding this guy.
Yep.
That's what we do here in the Midwest. Come to my house, you're getting fed.
I walked to a quick stop. We walked to a coffee shop. I don't think that was a mile, dude.
It felt like a mile.
Yeah, maybe it did. Out of shape guy feels like a mile.
No,
out of shape guy dragging a kid by one finger. I'll tell you, that kid does not want coffee. It is like pulling teeth getting that kid to drink even a medium coffee.
And then after that, it's, you know, he doesn't want to take a nap. Just a completely irrational human being.
So yeah, we can answer some questions, I guess, since this is the last 45 minutes of the friggin' show.
Yeah, we can just do the good hour.
I've been ignoring my new stupid plan. Anyway, we got some Twitter questions. Tyler Crosby says, Scully, how do you mute a browser window? What are you using? Or how do you mute just a browser window?
Well, on Vista or Windows 7, if your computer believes that you have a sound card installed, you just click on the little icon that you usually use to adjust the volume, and there's an option for Mixer, and it shows you every application and a volume control for it. So.
Still not worth using Vista or Windows 7 for. Severus, happy birthday, Severus. Woo! For my present, can you upload tonight's show so I can listen tomorrow morning? I will try. Paul BD says, I just began to read American Gods. What are your thoughts on the book? I like it. It's the thing that made me like Neil Gaiman.
It is a hell of a book.
Neverwhere didn't impress me all that much, and I didn't like Good Omens. But American Gods, I was like, yep, I like this guy. His birthday, or was his birthday yesterday?
Somewhat recently.
It is frequently his birthday.
Yep.
As often as once a year.
Annually. Did you ever read Anansi Boys?
Or do you just still have my borrowed it from you like 6 years ago and have yet to read it or give it back to you. I could have brought it.
You should read that. It's good stuff.
Okay.
It's a lot like American Gods, only half as long.
Mm.
a little bit simpler, but it's good stuff. I had Neverwhere just, you know, it's been a comic book and a BBC series, and all of them were almost good. I guess it's, like, it's an interesting idea that just hasn't been brought across.
I mean, what, do you think the book was good? Would you say that that's a good book?
And the book was just kind of a, that was all right.
It's like a collection of ideas rather than, I don't remember much story. So I guess there was that girl who was a door.
Mm-hmm. It would make a lot more sense if you lived in London, I guess. And like, if somebody wrote a story about a magical world in New York.
Right.
And talked about all the subway stations and whatnot, that might make more sense.
They don't have interesting names in New York, though. There's no Cock Fosters.
Yeah. Which is Australian for cock beer.
Do people in England think that Cock Fosters is funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a pub called the Mighty Cock or something, and I remember asking philanthropist if that was funny in the UK, and he said, oh yeah, we're well aware that cock is another word for penis.
For a miscellaneous background in the new game, the pretentious artist conceived of a pub called the Cork and Screw, which he felt was a good name for a place where you could go to get wine or a prostitute. I was like, oh yeah, it's got that kind of steampunk thing going on, where it's like, you know, oh, there's a screw, because why wouldn't there be, you know, a steam screw? And he was like, oh, I was just thinking of horse. Because he's always thinking of horse. Elfin says, how about adding borders to the main map areas, woods, etc., same as how the new tracks work in town, for easy travel between areas? For example, click on the south side of the plains to go straight to the woods. Make it a lot more immersive experience traveling. I don't know. I don't know that that always would work. Because then I'd have to figure out what the borders looked like. With the tracks, it's easy.
And you could just maybe have a little area at the bottom of the map
that said, to the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, now I could just put some trees.
Right.
You know, because there's trees in the woods. And bears shitting. Oh, man. King Stupid posted the official, unofficial radio show question thread in the forum. I'm not sure that technical difficulties or drunk hanging out won't sabotage the Thursday show. Or maybe Jake and Scully will catch a bad case of fuck-it-itis, which I can't help but read as fuck-it-tits.
Fuck-it-tits?
Yeah. Eric says, quest items versus quest items. Any thought on items that are used for a quest versus items you don't want carrying over to your next ascension? I understand why things like shaking cameras don't carry over, but they're not quest items per se. What about making items like that spoil instead of getting removed, like a puttied monster? Well, I don't know, man. Having items that go away at ascension is really useful and, like, essential for some of the stuff that we do, and making them quest items was just, like, a way of doing it. I, like, every once in a while this debate comes up, like, oh, let's come up with a new name for these kind of things, and I feel like having a new category of items that people have to understand what that means is more confusing than things saying quest item on them, even though they're not part of a quest.
Hmm.
But I don't know. Play Havoc says, make meat car so I can't make more than one meat car, make it so when I break Ronin I can untinker meat car. Neither of those things, Play Havoc. Neither of those things. Not until you've made 100 more videos.
Did you catch the rap?
The rap?
Yes, he wrote a Kingdom of Loathing rap.
I didn't hear it.
And linked it on the Facebook page.
Was it
good? Yeah, it's fantastic. It's very Play Havocian.
Does it have an appearance by the Toot Oracle?
I think so. You gotta let the... I think you've carried the arrow thing to its logical conclusion, though, Play Havoc. Like, that's getting a little tired, though,
yeah.
To be honest. You gotta find some new material, and I believe that you will.
Raymond Kinger says, is there any reason in particular why you have the To the Victor Go the Spoils joke twice in the level 6 zone? Is it there twice?
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I think I put that joke into the new content because the old content was going to go away.
But that was originally in the forest, not in the Friar.
There was one in the Friars.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, because I replaced... the adventure that I replaced, I made sure to keep that text. So
huh.
It's always been in there twice. Well,
it shouldn't be there twice.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be in the level 6 zone twice. Yeah, I don't know.
The second time you see it, you quickly change your name to Raymond and Raymond go to the spoils. What I want to know about Raymond Kinger is why he has an avatar that's from the El Dorado animated musical.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I watched El Dorado, the animated musical.
It sounds like something that you would watch.
I didn't watch anything that's a cartoon.
And anything that's a musical.
Yeah.
So did you watch El Dorado, the animated musical, twice?
I had to. Mm. Once for the cartoon, once for the songs.
Mm. Davik says, since it got brought up in an earlier thread just today, given any more thought to the possibility of 8th and 9th telescope upgrades for the final two gates? No, because it still doesn't make any sense.
I've given thoughts to updating the final two gates.
Yeah.
So that one of them doesn't require you to go south of the border, because I don't...
Because you hate that.
Actually, no, so that one of them doesn't require you to go to the Dungeons of Doom. I always forget to unlock it. Because
yeah.
I don't care about no NetHack stuff. And then it's like, oh, in order to continue playing, I have to go unlock this thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. We're on this setting shit on fire kick. We'll eventually set everything on fire. How about, you know, we take out all of the item requirements for the tower monsters and the gates, and we just make it so each of those tower monsters takes 10 turns to defeat, and each of those gates takes 10 turns to open.
Hmm. Turn the wheel 36 degrees. Okay. Turn it 36 more degrees.
Yeah. There's wheels on the gates.
Well, yeah.
Wheels within wheels.
I'm thinking so.
Boy, your wife's folks sure did give your kid a shitty book.
Yeah?
there was just like, oh, cool, it's a book with some cardboard gears that do weird cardboard gear things, like they're geared together, but then none of them turn.
Right.
All of the cardboard gears are cut so that you can kind of make them turn.
They're cut just enough to make you think that they'll turn, and every now and again they turn, but yeah, not very often.
I guess that's a good way to teach your kid that everything is shitty and broken and doesn't work.
Right.
Which, if your kid is anything like me, that's just what the rest of his life is going to be like. Everything is shitty and broken and doesn't work. It's a cool book about robots and how they have hearts, which are also gears.
Right, but they're gears that don't turn.
Yeah.
So it's about how robots are essentially heartless. The, yeah, if I want to teach him that, I just need to take him downstairs to look at this computer.
Yeah.
I think I need to get him the gear set that I got you for Christmas last year, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's pretty cool.
I think I need a copy of that set, and he can play with it sometimes, too.
I think I already got all the fun out of that one that I'm going to get out of it. I can just give it back to you. You can re-gift
That's the
it.
Best kind of gift.
Yeah, the free gift. Because he doesn't know the difference. I used it to make the highest ratio possible gearbox that you could make out of the parts that it consisted of. And after that, it was like, oh, that's,
right.
Yeah, I've made a gear go real, real fast.
You see, that is the difference fundamentally between the two of us, because I will go, well, if I put the green gear over here and the red gear over here and the purple gear over here and put them in a triangle instead of a square, it's a completely different thing.
I think about it more abstract.
Yeah. You know, in the same way that push A to inflate the balloon is a different game than push A to make the rocket ship take off.
Oh, yeah?
Which is why Mario Party's fine for me.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I just like a game where you win by losing, or then sometimes you flip a coin and, you know... TypeLogin wrote, how do you feel about giving players the option to set up a donation plan where $10 is automatically taken out of their account each month and the new item of the month is automatically added to their account? If you're in favor of setting up this option for players, would there be some kind of reward? Like December's item of the month is also free after 11 donations? Or perhaps a special non-tradable or tradable item given once a year to sustaining members? If you choose to go with a non-tradable special item, please, please, please do not make it optimal for hardcore essentials. You know, I would be... I don't know. Hey, well, he writes, lastly, does creating the option to become a sustaining member violate your core principles about making this game free? Weird. For the last month, excluding the last few weeks, I know that myself and anyone who listens to Minnesota NPR and NPR here in the Twin Cities, looks at Mr. Skullhead, has been bombarded with their once-a-year advertising campaign to gain sustaining members to keep quality programs like NPR free and on the air for its listeners. What I'm trying to say is that the concept of a sustaining membership is not a new concept for organizations, and that many gamers, well, okay, at least one gamer, is familiar with the concept. I don't know that it's, like, violates my core principles. I think giving people a bonus for it violates my core principles, especially an untradeable bonus. We've never had anything in the game that you had to donate to get. Right? Hmm. You can always get access to the stuff by either buying into the mall or by, you know, you know, even the, like, familiars that offer access to zones, like, they do so via a tradable item. Yeah, so that untradeable thing I don't think I would ever do.
I could see doing the buy 11 months and get the 12th month free. Although if everybody did that, well, like, if everybody who regularly donates did that, then we would be sure to have all of our income for the year, but then we would also know that we didn't need to work at all on December's item of the month.
Yeah, because it's just free. It can just be crap. This is just
a That's right, and if anybody argues, we can say, it's free, shut up.
Mm-hmm. Just a seal.
Yeah, I could see doing a sustaining member kind of thing. You know what we need to do is pledge drives.
Yeah.
It's like every 10 adventures or so, just pop up a thing that says...
It's just a picture of me and a picture of you. Hey, we're almost out of beer.
Just wanted to let you know that... well, actually, the way that that NPR does it would be like, are you enjoying your adventure fighting the Boner Dagon? Think about all of the quality monsters that you fight when you play Kingdom of Loathing. Isn't that worth at least a little bit of your, you know, voluntary donation to become a sustaining member? Because we rely on members like you. Like, it's you have to come up with a nice way to say, if you don't donate, you are ripping us the fuck off. You deadbeat. Are you just sitting there enjoying our content for free?
I would gladly, just based on my sort of, you know, the way that I see the world, I would gladly give money to the NPR station at home. But the pretentious artist did it once, and they have never stopped sending him shit in the mail. He gave them, like, $10, and they must have sent $20 worth of postage worth of stuff to him, and I just don't want that to happen. If I could do it anonymously,
maybe. Right? But. I'm always tempted to donate, but it's always, like, the day before payday, too, is when the pledge drive goes on. But I would also be more likely to donate if there was a way that that could make the pledge drive stop for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good...
Maybe in the future, when all of that content is just kind of streamed through wireless internet to our smart cars... And then they can be like, Joshua Knight, if you're sick of listening to this shit, you can either listen to it some more, or you can give us $20.
We'll give you access to the Champagne Room NPR.
Right.
Where instead of pledge drives, you get hand jobs.
From Ira Glass.
From Terry Gross. I think I'd rather get a hand job from Ira Glass than Terry Gross.
Like, it's a splendid table woman. Yeah. You know what I like? I like to cup the balls gently when I'm giving a hand up. Oh, yeah, that's so nice. Just a little cup in the balls, sipping some red wine on a nice spring morning. That is every episode of Splendid Table, by the way.
Every once in a while. Like, I don't think that I would be able to tell the difference between the Splendid Table and the 10 years ago Saturday Night Live parody of the Splendid Table. Mm. So. Missing No says, love the adventurer signal. This wouldn't happen to be foreshadowing of Batman in the nearish future, would it? No. Maximilian the Red says, any chance we'll see a torso item of the month ever? Would really motivate people to explore Moxie Signs and or Bad Moon. I think that it would just motivate people to not give us any money.
Right.
Is what I think. You know, and we've worked some in. We've done the shirts as a part of a foldable item and whatever. But, like, the last time it came up and we actually looked at stats, like, 8% of players had torso awareness.
Wow.
So, like, releasing an item of the month, which, you know, is our, like, primary means of supporting the game to, like, an audience that, you know, I don't actually know. It wouldn't be like we would just get 8% of the purchases, right? Because that 8%, I'm sure, represents a more, you know, sort of by definition, it represents a subset of people who've ascended at least once, who are so then more dedicated than the average player, more likely to buy the what's it.
For a long time, I was pushing the idea of an item that was a torso item that if you didn't have torso awareness, just being in possession of it would grant it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, most of my ideas, it made perfect sense to me until Jake started asking me about the particulars of how that would work.
Yeah, like, how would it work? Yeah.
And then I responded, very well, is how it would work.
Yeah. An accessory that gave you torso awareness and an extra accessory slot. Shop Troll replied to that Love the Adventurer signal thing and said, hopefully they'll update it to be visible from the main map, too. Then I can get rid of that nag message on login. Yeah, Hot Stuff asked me if we were going to do that because he thought that I had, when I had first proposed the idea a long time ago, like a week ago, thought that I had said that we were going to do that, but I don't know. Like,
where would you put it?
Well, it would be on town on the main map, right? But like those buildings don't really correspond to anything. Like the little buildings in the picture right. of town don't correspond to anything. So I don't know. I mean, you know, there's no, like, when the pretentious artist is cussing, there's no little miniature cusses on the wrong side of the tracks. Like, you know, I think it is hard for me to imagine a play session where you don't go to town.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe people navigate such that they don't really tend to go to town a lot, but I don't know.
If you're looking for quests and you don't know what you're going to do next,
right.
surely that would be a place you would go.
Yeah. And then he says, question time. Are there any plans to remove the adventure costs for each of the guild challenges? It seems like things are moving towards adventures being used primarily for, you know, adventuring, so these seem kind of unnecessary now. Plus, losing 5+ turns to simple stat checks is kind of lame. I agree. What I was thinking about doing was just changing the way the unlock works and just making it, like, a single thing where you actually have to go out in the world and do something, probably in the starter zones. So, like, maybe a thing where you would click a button to say, like, okay, I'll lure myself into the sleazy back alley and steal my pants without noticing or without alerting myself. And then you just go and some, you know, maybe fixed smallish number of turns later, you do it. The steak-eating thing, I thought about maybe having you actually have to go find some particular knob goblin who was cooking a 72-ounce sausage and then actually eat it. That's a little weird because it makes muscle class unlock a totally different thing where you have to use up some stomach, which I know that would annoy people, I think. But I think it's weird that you eat it, like, you're never, anywhere else in the game, I don't think it ever talks about you eating, like, a meal without it being when you eat food, right? Like, it's, like, that was, that stat challenge went in before stomach was limited, right? It's just like, well, it's like this weird narrative inconsistency.
What if you go back to the guild after you do it, he gives you like a, not gives you an item, but just says, wow, I can't believe you ate that whole sausage. You should have some of this bicarbonate of soda to get rid of that full feeling and just knock the fullness
off. Then it would have to not give you any adventures. Or
yeah.
We're just giving them a bunch of extra adventures. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we can figure out some way to do it.
And were you thinking of it being an actual food item then?
Yeah, I thought
of it. And not a non-com?
Yeah, that was what I was thinking about. That's probably a dumb idea, though. I just, that was the one thing, like, the idea of that being the test of strength is you eating a 72-ounce steak was kind of funny. That was the one thing out of there I didn't want to lose. I like the stealing your own pants, but the, like, bar from the bar behind the bar, like, you know, like that right. was really, like, a lot of those were kind of phoned in even back in the day when we weren't even phoning things in particularly well. Like, I do think that those could use some attention, and they're gonna get some.
That's true. The sugar tome has a shirt in it too.
Yeah. But which I think you can only make if you have torso awareness. Like, the couple of the foldables, at least two of the foldables have shirts, right?
Yeah, the origami and the flaming.
Yeah. No, right. No. Like it says right here on this thread that I'm looking at. Stupak says, since I'm pretty sure it was Scully who was talking about GoldenEye, I'll ask again. Played it yet? Any good?
I haven't actually played... I never played GoldenEye on the N64.
Oh, yeah?
And I haven't played it for the Wii either.
Yeah, okay. Was it, like, a downloadable game?
No, it's an actual
full...
It's a sequel, and instead of Pierce Brosnan, it's Daniel Craig as Bond. I mean, guessing, judging by the review that the AV Club did, it's pretty much as good as the N64 one if you use the GameCube controller instead of trying to use the Wii for it, the Wiimote.
You know, one thing, I tried... at one of the PAXs I went to, I tried playing, I don't know, whatever the first, like, Metroid game was that came out on the Wii, and it honestly wasn't that big of a deal. You'd, like, move with the left, or with the nunchuck, and look around with the Wiimote, kind of, and it wasn't that big of a deal. I got used to moving around in the world pretty quickly, and it kind of made me, like, I never did play Metroid Prime all the way through, and I would kind of like to play it. Like,
I think in my entire gameplay career, I've played 10 minutes of Metroid.
Of any Metroid?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was just like, oh, so I killed some guys. Oh, here's another screen. Here's another screen. Wonder which way I should go. Oh, there's another guy. Oh, I'm dead. This is some big fuck-off maze, isn't it? Yeah, fuck that. That's why I've played like 2 hours of Castlevania.
Yeah.
Any iteration of Castlevania.
If it's not your kind of thing.
I can't do the mazes.
Like, yeah, you just don't, like, I don't know, man. You know what you might like is the Game Boy ones, because they have good maps, and they kind of tell you where to go, and,
right.
Well, to some extent, they tell
there
you
where was to go. One of the Castlevania games, they had a pretty comprehensive map system where you could just actually see the rooms that you'd been into.
Everything since Symphony of the Night has had that. Mm-hmm. And like every Metroid since Super Metroid has had basically the same thing. Like,
but without that, it's just, I will just go around in circles.
Yeah, no, the original Metroid I would not be able to play now at all. The original, like, the Castlevania games weren't really open-ended until Symphony of the Night. Like, they didn't let you, they were basically completely linear or had some slight branches that were all just one or the other. Like, you could, I guess Castlevania 2 was kind of open world. It was like, it had a bunch of, like, up or down staircase choices that you made in between levels that were, like, you know, a few screens worth of side-scroller. And the castles were kind of labyrinthine. Huh. I always forget about that. Some more people asking some more stuff. Ziggy Zagnut says, JNS, I think the most unique thing about KOL is the accessibility the players have to the creators. It lets us get involved with the development process and makes it seem like our voices are heard. Do you think this has been good for KOL, or has it been detrimental? Oh, it's been super good. As far as for my sanity and not wanting to jump off a bridge.
I think that given...
Or jump off of space.
Given that it comes also with the ability for, like... The other side of the coin is that we can tell you to fuck off.
Yeah.
So, given that, it's been fine. Like, whenever somebody... I don't feel somebody's critique is justified, I don't hesitate to unload on them to one degree or the other, and that seems to be... That keeps everybody sane. By the way, for the Facebook page, I've adopted a tone officially of, like... maybe scolding, but always joking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when somebody said, yeah, the battle revamp is great, now revamp the temple. The response was just, asking us to do another revamp at the end of a revamp we just finished is not the way to do that. Giving us a gift of expensive booze and then asking us to do it is the way to do it. So there won't be any Scully rants on the Facebook page.
Yay!
By the way, facebook.com/kingdomofloathing, all spelled out. That's our Facebook page. You can be friends with us. I'm trying to post something in there that's funny or informative every day.
Yeah. We need to do those director's cut item.
Yeah, there'll be stuff from the entire staff posting on there. I'd like Zelania to post on there whenever she posts something KOL related to Facebook.
And Naked Jew says, why no Super Scribble Knots yet? You continue to not know what good means. I haven't touched my DS in months.
You didn't like Scribble Knots, though, did you?
No, but it's been said that Super Scribble Knots is a dramatic improvement over Scribble Knots. I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. Wau says, can we have some background housing and settlements? Town/village made of 4 or 5 shops and nothing else looks weird. No, man, I don't like it. It's an abstraction. The settlements are an abstraction. A lot of the stuff is an abstraction, but, like, I don't like it when towns in RPGs are like towns, where there's 500 houses and all of them are empty except for the 3 fucking stores. You know? It's totally fine. It's also multi-usable pumpkin juice, which, yes, I just marked it.
So you wouldn't be into putting stuff in there just... That's not even clickable? That's
just a picture? I don't think so. I mean, I that seems weird to me, having, like, some buildings in there that aren't clickable.
Huh.
Maybe not. I mean, I guess it doesn't seem weird that there are trees in the forest that are unclickable. I'm sure Hot Stuff would be happy to have to redo the animation after I put some crap in.
Next update. Clickable trees in the forest. Every tree you can click until coconuts fall out of it, which is weird because they're not palm trees. Some assholes going around tying coconuts in all of the trees.
Shield says, the pumpkin field is an awesome item of the month with features that endear to speedsters, noobs, and hearts alike. Y'all's hit a sweet spot there. Well designed. Hey, thanks, buddy. Something, something, something. Do you miss being able to crank out simple items of the month like the Jekyll and Hyde belt? By that I mean ideas that aren't insanely complicated to use and perhaps code, but have an interesting hook, like how the belt interacts with the moon. Yeah, I miss being able to do simple items of the month.
I miss the dark Jill-O-Lantern days, man. We were just like, take familiar X and familiar Y, put them together, add some flavor.
Yeah, we ran out of those.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. You know, I understand that the reason why the game is sustained so long is that people are interested in managing the minutiae of it and are going to look at something like a dark Jill-O-Lantern and say, this isn't worth donating for. You know,
every once in a while we can still get away with doing something that's just flavor. But I don't think if we did something that was just flavor now, we wouldn't be satisfied if it was just as much flavor as the dark gel.
Right.
I mean, because adding another dark gel now would literally be like 3 minutes of work, and I wouldn't feel like we deserved any money for that.
Right.
You know? So it's like we might as well do what we can do to make an appealing thing for people to get.
And that's why even with the two Mr. A familiars, that just changing the flavor on those, I've tried to at least throw in some miscellaneous text.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting, like, you know, instead of there being one message like there was with the bitten, there are 12 different messages or whatever. You know, speaking of 12, there were 12 beers purchased earlier for me, and I've only had two of them, and the second one is now empty, so I'm going to go get another one.
And the night is young, so...
Do you need another beer, Mr. Skullhead?
No, I think I'm set. I've got
some vampin' juice. Vamp for the 30 seconds it will take me.
I got my delicious Leinenkugel's Fireside Nut Brown with real nut flavor. It's been carefully brewed by the Leinenkugel family for 5 generations. If you're over here in... So what happened was we bought some beer, knowing that Jake was going to come here. We decided to give him some authentic Minnesota-flavored beer. So we got some... August Shell Snowstorm 2010. That's a Weissen Doppelbock beer. And Leinenkugel's Fireside Nut Brown beer. And having sampled those beers, Jake then sent my wife to the store to buy him some real beer.
No, it wasn't. I am going to get through more than 2 6-packs over the course of the time that I'm spending at your house. And I just wanted some beer that I knew you liked, but that I could drink indiscriminately without worrying about running you out of beer.
Oh, see, like, we're so frequently out of beer that running me out of beer wouldn't have been a big thing.
Yeah, but that would mean there was no beer in the house where I was, so that would have been a big thing
right,
for me.
Right, there's a liquor store, dude, like, 2 blocks from here. It's the liquor store that, like, 3 or 4 blocks from here is the beginning of the ghetto. So we have this fantastic liquor store that has, you know, 8 cold cases of beer that are all... malt liquor in 40s and, you know, Michelob Schlitz Coors. And there's a single tiny case of white guy beer, which is just like... And for those of you who, for some reason, want to spend like $10 on a 6-pack of beer, here's your freaking... And it's just stocked with, you know, like Fat Tire and whatever they imagine white guys like to drink. I should really just start drinking, you know, like... Colt 45.
That'd be good. You know, I don't know, man. I've never really
old
liked
English.
I've never really liked the Fodies of malt liquor.
Hmm. Mickey's was decent.
I do sometime want to play Edward 40 Hands though, because I like the idea of that as a thing. And also, I don't think it would be that big of a deal for me to drink 2 40s.
Yeah.
I think I would just drink them and then be like, all right, now I'm gonna go pee and then come back and drink some more.
That's a 6-pack and change, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. See, this is my second beer of the night, which is a big deal, unless I'm out on the town. I gotta flex my drinking muscles for Columbus, though. This is ridiculous, getting, like, buzzed off of a beer.
Yeah. They do some drinking at that Columbus.
Steps up my game.
I hear.
It's weird to think that I haven't been to Columbus for 2 years. A triumphant return. It's happening.
Sweet. You went to some that I didn't go to, right?
We went to the first one together.
Yeah.
I don't think you went to the second one. And I did. Then did we... Jess and I went to the third one, maybe.
Is this the sixth?
And then I missed two. This is either the fifth or the sixth.
Okay.
And I've been to either two or three. Been to three.
Anybody who's anywhere near Columbus next weekend, which is basically anyone who lives in the Midwest, every place in the Midwest is sufficiently near Columbus that just get in a fucking car and drive there.
Yeah, we're driving 12 hours.
You can't whine. You can't whine unless you're, you know, in Colorado. Then you can whine all you want.
Yeah, because Jesus.
Yo-Yo God says, lately it seems like whenever you update a zone of all the... Lately, it seems like whenever you update a zone, all the regular non-combats become choice non-combats. This means that Marmon is slowly going from being mostly useless to completely useless. Is there any chance you could change it to give Clovers after choice non-combats? Yeah, although the way that I've been handling those things lately... Here's a question. Is this, especially given the sort of, like, new hermit landscape, what if Marmot just gave you a clover after a combat every 150 turns-ish? Like, if it just set a timer that was 150 turns from the last time it gave you a clover and just gave, like, I don't know if literally Marmot at this point is so unlikely to give you any clovers during a run that it is useless, or if getting a guaranteed clover every 150 turns would be super broken and make it so nobody was ever any sign other than Marmot. I mean, I seriously don't know. But that is probably what my instinct would be in terms of changing it. Because I agree that, like, yeah, the landscape of the game has changed sufficiently that that's not the way that I would design it if I were doing it now.
SF Warlock says, Facebook, and you thought MySpace was intrusive, stupid, and badly designed. Well, at least, like, with Facebook, everything looks nice, even though it's ridiculously difficult to use and very limiting.
Yeah,
you know, MySpace could be as ugly as people wanted to make it, which is plenty ugly.
Yeah.
And, you know, give Facebook credit for, like, our Facebook page and, say, Lady Gaga's Facebook page are pretty much identical because there's just so little shit you can put on a Facebook page.
I feel like it was much cleaner to begin with. It's got the same problem that, like, KOL has, where this is an app that's several years old and has been constantly updating its interface in response to user requests, and that's a good way to turn something into a convoluted mess.
Oh, it seems like most of Facebook's updates are contrary to what the users want.
Oh, yeah?
So, it really seems like they get together in a room every 6 months and go, how can we further make this difficult for people to use? Or, how can we make this easier for advertisers to get at people and harder for people to use? That kind of sucks.
Was it like Veterans Day or something?
Yes, today.
Why is that? I thought Veterans Day was one of those things like Memorial Day where it was always like a long weekend.
No, I think it's always November 11th.
Huh. That's weird.
You know, remember the 11th of September?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know. Veterans Day. My cousin thanked her husband, who I guess is a veteran, who was, like, a couple years younger than me. Veterans. Roeepy says, in the vein of the above to the victor go the spoils discussion, what's your favorite joke in the kingdom? Also, thanks for the zero-sum clover change. I think the overwhelming majority of players either appreciate it or don't care either way. You know, I realized after I did it, it was totally not zero-sum, because for Aftercore, it, like, doubled the number of clovers that are entering the economy, which is lame, and I'm sad. Because the bonus clovers that you got in Aftercore didn't kick in at all if it was a zero clover day. Like, a zero clover day was a zero clover day for everybody. Unless I was reading something wrong. I don't know. Lots of Phil says, why can you adventure in the Bean Bat Chamber in Bat Rat Burrow without stench protection? Is there just that much more guano in Guano Junction? Yeah, the JLE came up with a perfect narrative explanation for this in Dev the other day. You can hold your breath long enough to run through Guano Junction and fight something. You just can't stand there long enough to fight a thing. Dead Ned says, what's the holdup with the Traveling Traders Disco Bandit skill? Are Disco Bandits already so awesome you can't think up anything else for them? Yeah. Disco Bandits, they're real powerhouses as far as their skills go.
Right. We wouldn't want to add anything that would that didn't match the degree to which the skills are already awesome.
Could you maybe add the newer familiars to the Doppelshifter / Wardrobe? Yeah, remind C.D. Moyer about that.
You should make a thing that automatically adds them. Is there any time where we don't want a familiar? But I guess you don't want it to turn into a blackbird?
Yeah, there is a blacklist of things that it shouldn't become. It mm-hmm. also, you know, it shouldn't become a doppelshifter. Like, the wardrobe can't turn your thing into a doppelshifter. Right. Because that wouldn't mean anything. And I don't know. I don't remember why some of the other stuff is blacklisted. But I guess that blacklist... Well, it's not blacklisted, it's whitelisted, actually. And I think that's because there were always some familiars that weren't released yet, but I think that since we did that, we've added the public flag on familiars. So, yeah, I don't know. Oh, wait, we didn't say what our favorite joke was.
Our favorite joke?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say
that. Roe EPS, what our favorite joke in the kingdom was. I like your scream bat thing about it flying up to a space where no one can hear you scream, or no one can hear it scream, sorry.
My two favorite things are the skull bat description just always makes me smile, and I don't know.
Man, speaking of which, you did a super sweet job on that Massively interview. I feel like all this pressure to answer the interview questions for me now, because you were, like, just on.
And then Riff's cupcakes. This is a cupcake that says eat me, which is kind of surprising, but not as surprising as if it had set up yours. And this is a cupcake that says eat me, which is kind of redundant because you weren't going to stick it up your nose. Were you? I lolled.
Centurion says, what do you feel is the best design familiar you've released, either in terms of cool abilities or how well the mechanics match with the intended flavor? Jill-O-Lantern.
Hand turkey. Beacon fingers hunt and peck.
Gold says, can the vial of squid ink / ink bladder be a cooking ingredient for dry noodles? I don't even know what that would be.
Do people eat squid ink
with noodles?
I'm sure Japan does.
They just use it as black food coloring.
Yeah, they eat everything.
Beowulf says, did you ever figure out a Moxious Maneuver replacement? I think nothing would be my preferred Moxious Maneuver replacement.
We're going to replace it with Moxious Maneuvers in the Dark.
Yeah, or perhaps... Electric Light Orchestra.
All right.
I always get OMD and ELO mixed up, but I don't think that they're anything alike.
What about OMC?
Oh. What's OMC?
The guys who did How Bizarre.
Oh. Really? OMD. No.
OMC is the...
Is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Yeah. No, OMD is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. OMC is the one-hit wonder that did How Bizarre in the 90s.
Are you sure it was OMC?
How Bizarre, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't OMG.
No. OMG is an entirely different. Electric Light Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Mashup artists, get on that.
Electric Light Orchestral Maneuvers in the Darkwing DuckTales. Tales from the Crypt.
And we're done.
Yeah. Nothing starts with
Crypt. Tales from the Dark Side. Ways.
And means. Yeah, committee.
Yep. So why does everybody want a Slime Hates It Chef Staff, and why don't we want to give it to them?
Well, it's not that we don't want to give it to them. It's that it requires some sort of rusty stick to exist in the game. Like, the chain for that is that you have to, like, I took a bunch of items that already existed, saw that there was, like, a spread, that I could add a couple more rusty things, and then that would be, like, how the whole slime dancing thing worked. I just need to do it. I mean, it would make a whole bunch of people happy. Could be like I just want to be able to play as mist classes in the slime tube without...
Could be, like, a length of rebar.
That's all we already have. That's the the problem. I already put a rusty piece of rebar in to become the club. Mm.
Could be an ingot. Could be a Laura Ingot Wilder.
World Wizard 89 says, I haven't experienced either the tavern revamp or the bat hole changes, so I can't really comment on those. That said, perhaps there could be some designated purpose for the museum's third floor. I cannot think of one for the life of me.
It's a place to go and reflect.
Yeah. One thing that I was gonna do, that I was going to assign to Hot Stuff to do is look through the Permaflags table and the wiki's history of loathing to see if there's, there is undoubtedly some shit that we could add to the museum. There wasn't any room in the old one. And I'm sure that we're storing some stuff that we need to put both lines in accomplishments, and we could put a plaque in the museum. Because, you know, like, there wasn't one for, like, the skeleton killing, for instance. We just didn't preserve that anywhere the way that we would have in the past. And I don't remember adding anything to the museum for quite a while. But now that there's room in the museum. Vlax Envy says, hey, Jick, when you went to see Joanna Newsom, did she play Emily? Because when she played recently in Dublin, there was one guy who shouted, play Emily, all night long. I imagined it was you. Also, say the wizard. No, it was funny. I kept yelling at her to play the wizard, even though she doesn't have a song called The Wizard. She didn't play Emily. She played Inflammatory Writ. That made me happy. She played Monkey and Bear, which also made me happy. She didn't play Emily or This Side of the Blue, which are probably my two favorite songs.
So on this here road trip, I need to play you Arcade Fire and Bat for Lashes, and you need to play me Joanna Newsom and Ween.
Okay. I don't think I have any Ween on my phone.
Well, I have download some Ween. All the Ween on my iPod.
Wow, okay.
I just haven't listened to any yet.
Okay. You could start with the mix CD that I made and sent you as an introduction to Ween.
I don't know where you put that. Did you put that in a place?
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the ass pipe?
I don't remember. I'll find it. KevBob says, what did you do with the NS-11 boards that were hidden away in the Cannon Museum? I made a plinth for them and then forgot to put it anywhere. Like, I just had this list of things to do and I skipped it. Betrayer says, I think the third floor should be filled with creepy clay statues that wobble back and forth making horrible noises. I would be strangely compelled to gather them. What?
Yeah, what?
And he says, will the guild houses / quest givers get the animated gift treatment at some point, perhaps 2 weeks in the future? Yeah, I would eventually like to do that. The code in the guild halls is just, it is so difficult to read. It's one of those things that we never formalized, and so there is just a tremendous amount of riffs, extremely verbose writing embedded in the code. And so talking to those guys is just this incredibly complicated set of nested, it's not incredibly complicated, it's just really long. It's a several screens tall nested if else statements. I was actually talking to C.D. Moyer about that. Just figuring out when to animate them, given the way that the code is now, would be kind of tricky. So it'll happen. Seabook says, all right, now for my real question. Did the Hermitage really get changed to remove 0 and 3 Clover Days? The lack of a trivial update announcement leaves me not 100% sure on this. Well, we don't do trivial updates when Pantsless hacks the database. That's totally what happened. Pantsless hacked the database. Have any of you read, says Derby the Kirby, any Roger Zelazny? And did you enjoy it? Have you read any of Roger Zelazny?
I've read a short story collection of his, and it was fantastic, but for some reason I haven't sought out any of the novels. he's a hell of a sci-fi writer, and someday in the future when I have time to read books again, I'll read him.
Since it's November 11th, and thus what's Armistice Day? Is that also Veterans Day?
I have no idea.
Do you need to take your lorry to the boot in your flat to celebrate Armistice Day? Or is that... Because JLE's English, you see. Mad Surgeon says, Jick, you are a juggernaut of positive change. now that that's out of the way, a few questions slash comments. Yeah, I am the juggernaut. In case I got lost in the other threads, I really like the tavern and bat revamps, and I'm looking forward to the knob. I have no problem with having a little mini-quest for opening the lab. Access to the store is powerful enough in hardcore that it's worth spending a few turns. It would be nice if you consider path restrictions when looking at the guard outfit again, however. The semi-rare is kind of odd, because hardcore booze and hardcore oxy players can't get it without spending turns in the kitchen, since they can't eat. Oh, and since they can't eat, dot, dot, dot. Two, setting the shore on fire would complete the triptych of awesome that the mining skill and the clover revamp started. And three, what was the name of the book you were reading about products being designed terribly? This sounds relevant to my interests. It was called The Design of Everyday Things by Donald Norman. I think that I ordered another book by him before I left.
Was it The Things of Everyday Design by Norman Donald?
Yes.
I'm fascinated by people who have two first names instead of a last name.
Oh, yeah? You've never met anyone whose first name was your last name?
No, that hasn't happened. Mm. And people whose names are backwards, like Campbell Scott.
Huh. I wonder...
And Judge Nelson.
Isn't somebody Judge supposed Reinhold. To be on the radio after us?
The Radio KOL site says TBD, which stands for To Be Determined.
Are you making fun of smartasses?
I would never indulge in sarcasm on this show. What? Huh? Oh, they changed us to Be Determined.
Huh, we're not on either.
Savin.
Oh, it is Savin. Huh, where's Savin?
He's, I don't know if I should say his AIM name.
Yeah, I know.
Over the airwaves, do you know it?
I used to know it. Let me, go ahead and type it there, and I'll suddenly remember it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I totally knew that. What? What the? Yeah. We're really blazing some trails here. They're gonna break the mold after this show.
I should have broke it before.
Stupid time changes. Stupid dresses.
Turn and face the strange indeed.
Alright. What else is going on in this forum thread? Betrayer says, get gay married could be the Canadia quest.
Hey!
How about I'll ask again, says Nightwind292. Iron Palm and three-handed swords do not auto-hit with Thrust Smack and Company. Mistake or just never known due to no three-handed clubs? Yeah, it's just because there were no three-handed clubs before, so...
You know what we should do is have that 2 minutes of silence that they keep talking about?
Yeah, just right here at the end.
Sigh, no show, says Gothic Crinkle. No, we're here!
Yeah.
We're just late.
Cyan Sooner says, if there does not turn out to be a show. Oh, but even though there is. Hey, my 5-year anniversary of KOL passed a few days ago, and I figured my first forum post should be one of praise. I was almost 14 when I started playing. 5 years have passed, and I celebrated my 19th birthday today. I just want to let you know KOL is my favorite game of all time, and I wish you guys the best. See you in another 5 years. Got some important engineering studying to do. Love you guys. Aw. Thanks, Cyan Sooner. That's weird. Kids. Kids turn into grown-ups. And then if they're female, I sleep with them.
That's true. At least you wait.
It's true. You weren't so kind.
Nope.
Yeah, somebody points out that we're really quiet on the right channel, but normal on the left for some reason. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, so what we did was install broadcasting software on Jick's laptop when my computer wouldn't cooperate, and then... use my microphone, which is a USB microphone and should automatically work properly, but isn't. So what can you do? What can you do? What we can do is we can keep talking.
Oh, I see. I was trying to figure out why I had a tab open that said fuck shit motherfucker, and it's because of an email that you sent me with that as the subject line. Is this beat?
Yeah, I think it's all done.
The drugs are all cashed.
My Johnny's been cashed.
I got no private messages from nobody. I'm asking on radio if somebody can pick up the streams. Man, I had to even install an IM client on here because I didn't have an IM client.
It is amazing that the easy way to resolve those technical difficulties was to install a broadcaster, an IM client, and some music on this machine.
Yep. A single...
yep.
A single song. Let's see. Whoa. Elfrian does have 30,000 posts. Jeez. Veterans Day equals Armistice Day equals Remembrance Day and is always the 11th day of the 11th month, says Elfrian. Keeping at least 1 minute of silence on at 11 a.m. on the 11th of the 11th is for the signing of the armistice / ending of World War I. The actual end came later, of course. Remember belongs to the 5th of November. Yeah, one would shut up about that. All day. That was all I saw anywhere. And then after that, it was like, all I saw was people saying, hey, would you shut the fuck up?
Right.
We heard this 10 times already.
And I understand that the complaint was from a lot of people who felt that most of those posts were from people who had seen the V for Vendetta movie.
Yeah.
And had no idea what Guy Fawkes Day was. I like the loathing version that we put on Facebook.
And by we mean you.
Remember the 5th of Boozember, the sandwiches, pickles, and chips?
Yeah, Sathan's been having some troubles, apparently. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do with these streams, man. Because I can't even play a bunch of music, because I don't have a bunch of music. I only have one song. So once that wad is shut...
you just put it on repeat.
That's better than dead air.
Maybe I should have kept that file sharing window open.
I don't think that PVA is around anymore. I'd hate to... that file sharing window? You mean the one song that you emailed me? Oh no, the thing that was trying to update the permission so that I could just browse to your computer and download some shits.
Does it not pop up a Windows Media Extender on your computer?
The hell is a Windows Media Extender?
Like, when Vaginal Blood Farts down here with his laptop, I get a little icon on my taskbar that says, there's another computer that has a bunch of songs on it. Would you like to look at them?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm running XP on this bitch.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Gotta get with the now. Vista, man. It's the future. It's where it's at.
Windows Vista is the future?
It's Spanish for the view.
Oh. So you can listen to...
Barbara Walters and...
Starred.
Crazy Starred bitches. Jones.
Grace Jones.
Grace Kelly.
Man, if Grace Jones was on a television show where she just yelled at things and hit them with a stick, I would watch that show all the time. I've only ever seen Grace Jones in Conan the Destroyer, so right. I have no idea what else she does or might act like. Just yelling at things and hitting them with a stick.
Yeah. Wasn't she in a James Bond movie? Am I thinking of somebody else?
Dude, I don't know. She was a Bond girl?
She's the, like, huge, mannish-looking...
Lady, she's not right? huge. I guess she's like really. She's really skinny.
Yeah, but like
huge tits.
I'll ask the internet.
No, I think she has small tits. Is she tall?
Oh, that's who I'm thinking.
Is about, Grace Jones huge? .com.
You're right.
Is Grace Jones huge or not? .com. Is Grace Jones a Huguenot? .com.
Yeah, that's the woman-ish thing I was thinking of.
Yeah,
no, she's a very masculine.
She has very masculine features,
but big old titties.
Unlike, does she have big old titties? Like she's got like ordinary titties, not like Zoe Saldana,
who's very feminine looking with no titties. That's not even Grace Jones at all.
That's just some white girl
with a microphone and no pants
on. I love your work. I love your Grace Jones work.com. What is work.com?
Oh, I see. Because this is a picture that Grace Jones took.
Oh, okay.
And so. Right.
She's okay. Is she not wearing any pants, or is she wearing panties that are the same color as her skin?
That's a statue. That's a statue of Grace Jones. You know what we need is a show where Grace Jones and Tom Jones can just hang out.
And Grace Slick.
Yeah, because I was wondering if I was thinking of Grace Jones or Grace Slick. Oh, she's the lead singer of Jefferson Airplane. That's right. Who apparently turned into Ronald Reagan, we're thinking.
Grace Slick turned into Ronald Reagan?
Time makes fools of us all.
Huh. She was pretty when she was younger. And now she looks like Ronald Reagan.
You know, you say that about a lot of girls.
Yeah, I do.
It's like, Jick, she's 22. I don't know. Should have seen her when she was 19. Wait, I said that I was going to quit making fun of you for...
Yeah, you did.
Being a pedophile.
Now you're looking at pictures of David Bowie. Are you just saving that for later wanking?
Mm-hmm. He's the thin white duke, you know.
The thin white duke. Yep. I don't understand what that means.
That's his the thing that people call him in the press.
Really? Like, what press? I've never heard that before.
Everyone. David Bowie is the thin white duke. Duke is what they call the man, yeah.
Huh. Are you sure that isn't just in the one time you had a dream about a newspaper?
If they said, you know, like, Billy Joel, the piano man.
Okay, sure. Michael David Jackson, Bowie. The king of pop.
Right, David Bowie, the thin white duke.
No, that isn't a thing that anyone has ever said.
Actually, I was sure that the tagline on that article was the thin white duke.
Man, the radio is really just a clusterfuck tonight.
The thin white duke was David Bowie's 1976 persona and character.
Okay. Oh, so it's like Chris Gaines.
Right.
Or Ziggy Stardust. Man, does anybody remember Chris Gaines?
Did that happen? They should. The sad thing is that was kind of an interesting idea, but... The music was just kind of terrible.
Was it?
Yeah, because instead of just writing a bunch of songs that just weren't country songs, or just writing some country songs and then singing them like they were rock songs, he hired, like, the guy who wrote songs for Boys to Men to write him some wussy-ass pop songs.
I thought it was supposed to be brooding.
Yeah, but if he had gotten, like, Trent Reznor or somebody to work with, that would
have
been
cool. I mean,
like,
Trent Reznor wouldn't have done that shit, though.
He
could have gotten Stabbing Westward to do it. I would imagine that they would do anything that you gave them a check for. Trent Reznor has some integrity, at least.
Mr. MTV.
No, come on.
Give me a break.
I don't think that Trent Reznor would have done that. I think that Trent Reznor would have done, like, a movie soundtrack if you'd asked him. I'm not saying that he's, like, super great, but I'm saying that he does have some integrity. He at least is what he is.
Right.
And he's not going to change it for money.
You don't think he would be intrigued by, like, mega platinum country star going, I want to do this weird alter ego thing and I want it to be your music. I bet the dude from Korn would have done it. Because he did his... He lent his to Queen of the Damned.
Wait, did he?
Yeah, he was the voice of Lestat's rock and roll career.
Huh.
In Queen of the Damned.
I didn't know that Queen of the Damned was like an explicit crossover with the Lestat Chronicles.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Huh. And that's what they had Lestat sound like. Yeah. Was it played by Tom Cruise?
No, it was...
Was it Tom Jones?
Stuart Townsend.
Was it Stuart Little?
It was Grace Jones.
Grace Little.
Tom Slick. Tom Selleck, actually. The mustache was kind of off-putting when he was lip-syncing. In my mind, Jonathan Davis and Cornholio are pretty indistinguishable.
Mm-hmm. All day I dream about finding some teepee for my bunghole.
Right.
There's no DJs! No DJs! When did we decide that the radio has to go on forever? They decided that early on. It's been like an unbroken stream for 7 years.
Right.
Yeah, I'd feel
bad. Until tonight.
Until tonight, yeah.
Some of us have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
As
I'm laying in bed, I'm thinking, man, I'm glad that Scully's baby has access to a piano. Cause
that was at like 8.
I know, but to me it was 7. To me it was earlier than I normally get up. That kid's energetic. Ugh. Sorry about the horror. Also, I swallowed a bug.
The horror.
Yeah.
And this computer doesn't even see you. I don't think that I can share things with you. Maybe if your monitor was turned to face.
Yeah, they'd be able to look. We could do one of those things where it plays a song by, I don't even know what I was about to say. One of those things where you point two computers at one another and you play a song on one and it downloads it as an MP3 on the other. You know, one of those things.
Yeah. CD Meier, go ahead and write that app.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can make millions and millions of dollars. Yeah, I was going to say, well, I could just play songs on my computer into that microphone.
But you can't, because your computer doesn't...
Yeah, if I could do that.
Your computer doesn't have a sound card. I could just download some... I could play the one song that I have and then download some other songs. Did I put... Do I have songs on Asspipe? I have some old radio shows.
You have Rodeohead.
I do have Rodeohead on Asspipe. You could just
play the radio show from 2009.
Oh yeah, all right. I do. I have all this Ween that I gave you.